Now, will you notice? David now makes Solomon king. So when David was old and full of days, somebody said, what would David die of? Well, he was full of days. That was his problem. That's a problem many of us have. He made Solomon his son king of Israel. Now, will you notice? He gathered together the Levites. He gathered together all the princes of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now, the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward, and their number by their polls, man by man, was 38,000. Now, I think back in Numbers 4:48, we had, when they were numbered, when they came out of Egypt, there was 8,000. Now, they're 38,000. And they've increased in number. God said they would multiply in spite of the judgment. Now we're told, of which 24,000 were to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges, and moreover 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with instruments, which I made, said David, to praise therewith. Just think of that. David put a great emphasis on music. And you have them divided here into these three parts. And David divided them into courses among the sons of Levi, namely Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. They were the ones that brought up the tabernacle. Now they're given a new assignment by David in the temple. And from here on, they serve by courses. Now you have here the family of the Gershonites, the family of the Kohathites. They had carried the articles of furniture, and the sons of Merari, and they carried the heavy stuff through the wilderness, you remember. And all of them are listed here, and I'm not going into that. Now you'll notice, verse 26, and also under the Levites, they shall no more carry the tabernacle, nor any vessels of it for the service thereof. Now, that which they were assigned at the beginning to carry the tabernacle through the wilderness, that's over with. And now they're going to have a new business. They're going to have a new assignment. And I wish today there's something we could learn. There are many very fine Christian organizations God raised up, and they served a purpose. Then God was through with them. And when God's through with the thing, he's through with it, friends. And yet there are people that try to preserve the old organization. And some of them are as dead as a dodo bird. They do not serve any purpose whatsoever. And it's time to get something new going. God moves out in a new way. And you have him here saying to the Levites, we're not going to be trotting around the wilderness anymore. We now have a temple, and your service is going to be different. Oh, to be doing something for God that is alive and moving. We need that today, friend.